Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here was our assignment from yesterday. What you're looking for is who is looking. Our way of expressing this quote is that which you're seeking is causing you to seek, which is the title of one of our books. Our deepest heart's desire, our authentic nature, is drawing us home. What you're looking for is doing the looking. The guidance you seek is guiding you. Today, allow yourself to sense that which has been guiding you home. Record and listen. All right. Shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes, please.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Laura from Berkeley.
Hello,
hey, Laura.
Oh, been so long since we talked.
I know. Seems like a solid 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, I had a call with my Zen coach last night, and I was saying, you know, it had only been a week since we talked. He was like, wow, it feels like it's been a month. You know, it's so much since I was on the retreat. It feels like so much happened in the retreat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You want to say a little about that?
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened? Lots of insights. and yes, I'm trying to. One of the big ones that I saw was I felt like I had an experience of. I've been working a lot with. I guess kind of being with myself, and like I've been doing like hourly recordings, and part of that is like checking with the body, but also like there was a question that you asked someone on open air a while back, does she deserve to be treated that way? And and that just struck me, and so I've been asking that. I just asked that in my early recordings, like, and I, and that's been powerful.
So, Laura, you're saying that you make a recording every hour in which you check in with yourself?
I attempt to, yes.
Yeah, and, wow, and that what you're looking for is... if you're being treated the way you deserve to be treated. That's huge,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that would change anybody's life. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah?
I mean, don't you wish everybody on the planet did that? To check? Because... You know, I believe, I don't know if there's any truth to it at all, but the vast majority of people on this planet do not desire to treat other people poorly, right? And and do endeavor to the best of their ability to treat people as well as they can treat them, and those same people probably allow egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate to treat them in ways that they would not ever consider treating somebody else. So that is just huge.
Yeah, and it's, I feel like it's helped me to get at some of the more subtle stuff, because oftentimes it's like I'm not necessarily even aware of a conversation or anything, but like I ask that question and there's just this emotion that comes up. And I just realized that just as sort of this under the radar thing of you're just not quite right, or whatever is going on.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's the equivalent of the parental eyebrow, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't know exactly why that look is coming your way, but you know there's something wrong with you. And then there's that kind of scramble to look to conditioning, see what it is, how do I fix myself, how do I, not get that disapproval. And there, what you're describing is it's such an internalized version of that. And that under the radar is allowed to all the time until somebody does what you're doing, which is because the hourly, people will talk about doing recordings or in the old days doing journaling, at a certain time. And what I would encourage them toward is not to do that, because then all you're doing is hearing from the same person every time. So this hourly recording, I mean, you're gonna check in with all kinds of stuff going on throughout your day. It's really quite brilliant. I hope everybody listening takes it up. It's one of those, at least for 30 days. Because 30 days is enough for us to really get a sense of what's going on with something.
Yeah, and just to say, it's very short. I mean, I'm often doing it in the bathroom. Where it happens.
Right, at work, yes, yes, uh-huh. Go ahead.
I started out just trying to check in with myself, but I realized I was checking in with ego. So then I started, now what I do is, I just talk about everything that's going well. I just list some things that are going well, and then I check in with the body, and then I ask that question. So it's usually under a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take long, right, to get the information that we need. We just need to be here and available for it. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's so powerful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep enjoying 2018. Yes? Was there more?
Oh, just to say that that's what I saw on the retreat, because I've been doing this for quite a while now, the hourly recordings. And I felt like having had that, all of a sudden on retreat, I was able to see that conditioning had been able to tell me, just the self-hate of, as long as it was projecting the self-hate onto practice, this is what practice thinks of you, this is how you're measuring up against practice, then that was, good for me. I didn't, And so having this, it was like, oh, wait, no, that doesn't, no.
No, that's not true. No, let's not, no, we don't need to do that. Thank you very much. Wow.
Yeah.
That's big, too, isn't it? Clarifying.
Yeah.
And especially when self-hate is using practice against a person. Oh, that is so evil. Because that's taking away our best chance at finding freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Laura. Wow, what a practice, Sherry.
Yeah,
I think we were all inspired to take up the 90 days of two-handed recording that I think Tony started us off on, and now we've got let's check in with life every hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How are you being treated?
How are you being treated?
And as Laura says, it's that subtle under the radar, that goes on, that's giving us a message that there's something wrong with you, but it never comes right out and says it. And so would we be that way? Would we want to do that to somebody else? No. So, no, I don't want this to be done to this human being either.
Yeah.
So good.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello.
Hey, Sherry and Ashwini, it's Jen in Rhinebeck. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jen. Yes,
Jen.
You sound farther away than. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Well, that was very inspiring. I could see conditioning already negotiating. Well, maybe not every hour. Maybe every 2 hours. Let's try it every two
right.
hours. So.
Yeah, you could manage that, Jen. But every hour. Now, that would probably be too much for you.
It's a bit much to ask. So I'm going to set my alarm for every hour as soon as I stop talking to you. Yes.
All right, good. Because we know you can manage it. And it's one of those, as I'm sure that there are any number of commercials for products, you really are worth it. You really are worth checking in once an hour to see how you're being treated.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting because that is something I've been looking at. I caught conditioning in a Bamboozle recently, and you know, it's one of the ways it's used practice against me, and that is that it had gotten me convinced that it was that there because there is no self. That there is no Jen, and that she's not actually, like, anything that even started with a sentence that started with I, or anything that seemed to indicate I had some kind of preference or some kind of skill. I had to, like, strip it away because none of it was real.
Wow. And, only ego is real.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Or only when I've completely dissolved and there's nothing left, then...
Well,
will I be truly practicing?
Yes.
And all I'd be left with is ego.
That's right, because that's who's doing the stripping, right?
Yeah.
That's the stripper. Yeah.
Yeah.
and the judge, right? Judging you for really a really good reason, because we're going to dissolve that ego. So here, let me point out to you everywhere ego is, and isn't it interesting that it turns out that actually what might be focused on stripping away is an authentic expression of life.
Yes. Yes. It's like I had forgotten all of that language that, you know, I don't want to give too much of a spoiler alert, but today's practice, Joy, talks about it, you know, as like the nodes of intelligence and, you know, that I am an authentic expression of life. And, like, even saying that, I can feel ego going, you started the sentence with I. It doesn't mean anything then, you know, because you're not an I.
Uh-huh. You're right. And I love it because it says you started the sentence with I, and that's somehow legitimate, that a voice in the head that is not you that calls you, that's legit. But an expression... that uses the word I. Oh no. That must be ego. Oh,
yeah.
It's nasty,
and it feels like it's been, you know, it's been under the guise of this, like, yeah, I'm really practicing, and but things have been getting less and less joyful in the last few months.
No kidding.
A couple weeks ago, I was like, wait a minute, like, you know, I'm also feeling like I'm not making any progress on things, you know, sort of more practical goals, I guess, in my life that I'd been headed toward, and it was like everything was kind of coming to a standstill,
Except ego's judgments. Yeah, they're cruising right along toward ego success.
Yeah.
Well, and of course... Well, again, this is not bad news, right? I mean, this is good.
Right.
Because you've seen a huge bamboozle, but now you don't have to. So today.
Oh, I was going to say today, the quote, the Project Joy we're talking about today, then that whole idea of that's what you're seeking is causing you to seek. It's like it just brought up so much faith in this whole process of practice because.
Yes.
Even while all that ego process has been going on, or ego story, there's this underlying thing, and it's like, if I just stay with it, then I see it. I see it again and again.
That's right.
You know? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm glad you said that, because we talked about this a little, I guess we talk about it all the time, but at the retreat, that it's so hard for us to get past ego's story of, this shouldn't be happening to you. If you were the right person, this wouldn't be happening to you. If we realize, no, what we have the ability, the opportunity to do in a lifetime is see everything that ego does that causes a person to suffer. So being caught in a bamboozle like that and then realizing what it is and stepping free of it, yes, this is a celebration. This is success. This is what we're doing.
Yeah. 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 And then I get to be more of, quote unquote, myself, which is a much more enjoyable and lit up person, and you know that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get to be the authentic expression of life that
exactly.
we call Jen, that is there, and that Jen calls I, because we don't have another language, and it'd be really weird if we tried to come up with one. We'd appear weirder than we already do. So Jen,
yeah.
Jen calls that authentic expression I, and away we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed mm-hmm. I've been referring to myself in the third person a lot for a while, and it's like, you wait a minute.
Right. Yeah, why don't you do my practice along with me, and you could sound as strange as I do. No, I don't think so.
So I guess All I right. will celebrate making a recording every hour today. Thank you.
There you go. What fun.
Yeah.
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 All right. Thank you, Jen.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New mm-hmm. Year.
Thank you, Jen. Now that is a bamboozle to catch on to. Right, Cherry?
Why, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Laura was kind of pointing at it, too, that when ego takes over and starts assessing our practice and giving us guidance and direction.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Truly, I think it's one yeah. of those things that that in the commentaries that the Buddha's teaching, that there is a way in which we use words in the conventional sense, and there's a way in which we use words in a compassionate comprehension sense, and they're not in contradiction.
Right.
The context is what changes our perception of the word. It's not the word itself. So that sense
yes.
of being one with all that is the authentic expression, can be an I, and we know what it means from the context of all versus I from the context of ego. That context shift is what gives us the comprehension of the word.
Yes, and we all have to go through that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can't change the language so that we don't have to get clear about the experience. The one that drops in for me as an example is should. You know, there mm-hmm. was this time when should got a bad reputation, and everybody knows you shouldn't should on yourself and all this nonsense. And then people just went right on living should mm-hmm. without mm-hmm. ever saying the word. And mm-hmm. so can we yes. say the word and not live the meaning?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's something we were looking at on retreat about how ego is limitation, right? It's always limiting. It's always defining. It's always attempting to fix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Permanent. And so just to be aware that when we're caught in that we're caught in that process.
Mhm. Yeah.
And as
yes, and that right. And to as Jen was saying, to trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll get there as long as we don't quit. We're gonna
yes.
we're gonna see what's going on at deeper and deeper and deeper levels. I love this, you know, hourly check-in, because that's really how. You know, of course, I'm pleading with people constantly just to record and listen once a day because that will change everything in terms of seeing what ego is doing to us on a daily basis. But checking in once an hour, wow.
Mm, yeah.
That's warp speed.
Well, yeah. Here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the
right.
air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, excuse me. This is Eleanor in Georgia.
Hey, Eleanor.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's exciting. Gosh, where to start? I was going to, inspired by that hourly reminder experience, and what I've done with that is a little different. And when I'm at work, I'll set timers for every hour, and I often So anyway, this is not exactly the same, because when it goes off, I don't usually have time to, I don't make time. Anyway, I'm looking at this, but I don't usually record when it goes off. But just the timer going off is such an awareness and such a comfort or support to me. It's like, oh, right, you know, I remember now. It's like, it's kind of like saying, reminding me that I'm okay, but also negating that story that I'm not practicing. It's like,
yes.
Oh, right. You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
You have support. Yeah. For coming to presence and being with yourself and checking in, and you know you're not abandoned, lost out there on the seas of ego.
Exactly. It's so great. And usually I at least get in one long deep breath, you know, no matter what's going on. And I'm looking to up it. I'm inspired to do a little more recording with it. But I think just the reminder in itself is really helpful to me, to know that, I mean, somebody set that reminder, too. You know, it's like, oh, right, I want to set reminders to
that
be
which
with
you're
me
seeking.
Today.
That which you're seeking
yeah,
has caused
right.
you, right? That's what
there
sets the reminder. And there you are back with yourself.
And that to me, just leads to gratitude, which was the other thing I really noticed in meditation this morning. I had a lot of conversation last night, and so it wasn't anything big, but this morning I was sitting, it was like the words were just kept coming back through my head, and it was like, then I came to that, I just came to big gratitude for that place of, that it was there, that peacefulness in the breath was there. It was like, wow,
mm-hmm.
this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This is such an, and that kind of, I had read the practice, you know, I had that drop in about that, let's see, what I was seeking is causing me to seek, and that it, that's coming to me, that the life has given me this gift of those peaceful moments.
Yes. And that refuge that keeps
refuge,
calling you
yes.
home, right? And,
right?
And it's the same as the reminders to the alarms to come back. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing. It's calling you to here, calling you home.
It's so beautiful. It's like you put the call out there and then it just comes back. You don't really
yes.
know when it's going to come back, but it does. It does.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Lovely. Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. And the only other point that I know you would agree with is conditioning would say, you can't do that every hour business because you're at work and you need to be focused and you need to be paying attention to work. And what we realize in doing that kind of practice is I'm so much more present at work. I'm so much more here because I'm not off in conditioned mind somewhere. So actually being called back to the moment regularly during my work day really does make me a better worker.
Absolutely. It's mostly for me, but I've noticed other people around me kind of notice too. I usually do my watch, and it's like I turn it off real quick, and it's like, what's that? And I'll go, oh, you know, I'm just taking a breath, and they'll take a breath with me, and then we'll go on with whatever we were doing.
Right.
And
you know, you could start a little trend there. Oh, I'm just getting here, just to get here and take a breath, and they'll go, oh, yeah, I want to do that too. Okay, so we're now we're all setting alarms and coming back and supporting one another to be present.
That story, yeah, whatever the story is going on, it kind of breaks it up for whoever.
Yeah.
We're all in a story of some kind.
Yeah,
so,
and it helps make work a happier, more friendly place.
Puts a different, a different vantage point on it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
All right. Well,
thank you
so much.
Okay.
Enjoy this new year.
I will. Thank you all, everybody.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Eleanor. Sherry, we have time for another caller, so here we go.
All right. Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Linda Joy.
Hey, Linda Joy. Long time no see.
I did not expect to get selected this morning. I'm just sitting here enjoying everybody's conversations. And I want to thank you. It was an awesome, awesome retreat. And for anyone who has not been on one, I highly recommend them. and I'm looking forward to the fear, and I think you said May, because I missed that one last year. I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to do it
anyway,
in the monastery.
It's a beautiful morning.
Backed by popular demand.
This is just a beautiful morning, and I just want to express gratitude. And I am practicing waking up each morning saying thank you and asking what this day has to offer me. And it feels good. Feels so good. Not that I haven't been doing that for a while, but, you know, it just being in that environment where I was for the last 6 days, it just gives you that deep, deep sangha feeling for that time. And it's just, I don't know, I feel more part of the one, knowing that I am.
Gives a more ready access, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
We don't have to get through so much. It's just, yeah, this is a really familiar place. Yeah, this is this is my refuge. This is where, this is where I live. I am.
Yeah, and I had some pretty powerful experiences and awarenesses come up for me, and I'm looking at a few things in my life in a little bit different way, and really working at seeing my relationship in a new light and seeing what might come of that.
Just being open, right? That's
the
other word that we could use for being on retreat like that, and then the time as we come out of retreat, and it is a transition time, right? We're going to slide back into life as usual, and it'll be a little more difficult probably to stay in this very connected feeling, but more open, more present, and available for what intelligence is offering to us, and we want to take advantage of that, huh?
Yes, and it's been awesome having the morning check-ins this year. It's just been absolutely awesome. I'm so sorry I'm working almost full-time for the next 2 weeks, and I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to have to come home in the afternoon and listen to the tape, listen to the recording. So
that's right.
Because, you know, it won't be around too much longer, and I'm going to miss that a lot. So,
Yeah. I know what you mean. Although if it's only the next couple of weeks you're that busy, we'll still have a little time together before these end on, and I can never remember exactly what day they're going to end. I think the 19th, but but there are the recordings, huh? And there are so many other ways that we're together. So,
and the new year is going to offer new ways of doing it, right?
Exactly. So that we can count on, huh?
Yes.
New ways for Sangha to be together. All right. Well, enjoy
this
beautiful day. Take good care.
I will. Thank you, both Ashwani and Sherry, for all you've offered this year on the telephone. It's been amazing.
Our pleasure.
Okay.
Our pleasure.
Be happy.
I know I can speak for being, yes, absolutely, and treasure yourself. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda Joy. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show. And here is our assignment.
All right.
You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself, and that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. In the Bible, we're told that the sun rises on the evil and the good, and rain falls on the just and the unjust. We sense in that a continuum rather than a duality. Only ego, with its divide-and-conquer strategy of dualistic thinking, brings in the issue of deserving. What the Buddha is offering us is the opportunity to realize that since all, us included, is the unconditional love of all that is,
Of course, one expression of the unconditional is not more worthy than another. What we experience for ourselves through practice is that when one node of intelligence is embraced into the unconditional oneself, an opening is created for all nodes of intelligence to enter. That's the part we get to play, opening that portal by choosing the unconditional. Today, look for beauty around you. Recognize the looking and the beauty as expressions of the unconditional and feel that portal opening. Record and listen.
Wow. All right.
All
great
right.
Assignment.
Thank you, Sherry.
Let's do that. Thank you, Ashwini.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
care.
You, everybody.